Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf 71, daf Ayin Aleph. I apologize in advance, I'm a little bit under the weather. We left off on Ayin Amud Bet 70b, right before the long lines. Ma'i ta'ama achriz mor ale de avdahu. Right, we had this case of Rav Yehuda with this man who was disrespectful, and Rav Yehuda put him in excommunication. So what's the reason that he called him a slave? He called the man a slave. Amar le, diragil de karei inashe avde. He said, because the the man would usually call other people slaves. Ve'tane kol apozel pasul. Ve'no medaver b'shvachah le'olam. Says anybody who is posel other people is pasul himself, and he never speaks of praise other people's praises. Amar Shmuel be'mumo posel. He is pasul in the exact same thing that he was trying to say the other person is pasul. So the Gemara says, "Emar damar Shmuel lemechash le la'achruze le miamar." Yeah, maybe you have to worry that he's a slave or that he is the same thing that he is pointing fingers on other people. But did he say that you should go and start announcing it to other people? So adahachi v'achi. In the meantime, amar le. So he was talking to this to Rav Nachman. In the meantime, amar le ahu bar din another Rav Yehuda. The man came and he said to Rav Yehuda, "Ledidi karidli avda da'atena ve'cha shmonai malka." He says, "What, you call me a slave and I come from the Beit Chashmonai, the king from Beit Chashmonai?" Amar lei hachi amar Shmuel, kol de'amar mid Beit Chashmonai ka'atena avdahu. Anyone who says he comes from Beit Chashmonai, he is considered a slave. Amar lei lo sabar lamor leha de'amar bi abba amar avuna amar rav. He says, "Do you not hold this opinion? Kol tamid chacham shemore halacha uba." Anybody who is more halacha, and then he corroborates what he's saying. He says, "Im kodem maase amera shomino." If it was before the incident happens, then we listen to him. Im lav en shomino. If not, we don't listen to him. Over here, what happened? The incident already happened, and only afterwards he's saying, "Hey, don't you know of this opinion that he says, don't you know of the opinion of Shmuel that anyone who says I'm Beit Chashmonai, I'm a slave?" It's already after the incident. So he says, "Amar le, ha'ika Rav Matna dekai kevati." So I have Rav Matna. Rav Matna agrees with me. He actually agrees with my opinion. So he says, "Rav Matna lo chaziel in Naharda at leisav shane." Rav Matna never saw. He hasn't seen Naharda in 13 years. Ahu yoma ata Amar le. He said, "Dachir mor, my Amar Shmuel." He says, "Do you remember more, Master, what Shmuel said when Rav Matna came?" He asked him, "Do you remember what Shmuel said?" He says, "When he had one leg on the river, one leg on the bridge." Amar le, "Achi Amar Shmuel, kol da Amar mivet chashmonai malka ka'atena avdahu." Anyone who says he's from Beit Chashmonai Malka, he's considered a slave. Delo yisher minayhu. There was only one that was left over, Elahi Ravita. There was a maiden, the Salkali Gera. She went up to the roof. Ramiya Kala. She came and said, "Ramira called Amar Mibibet Chashmonai Ana Avdahu." And who says, "Mibibet Chashmonai is a slave." Naflami Gera Umita. She fell from the roof and she died. Achroz Ale de Avdahu. So they announced that this man that came into Beit Din with Rav Yehuda is a slave. Ahu yoma akaran kamak dubata v'narda. A lot of ketubot were ripped up because all of the relatives of this person, the relatives thought that he's a slave, so they're also slaves. He can nafiyik. When Rav Yehuda was walking out of the Din, nafkei abatre lemir gemei. All of the people in Naharda were so upset with him. You called this man a slave, so they wanted to stone him. Says, "If you're quiet, quiet, and if not, I'm going to reveal to you what Shmuel said." Tarte zaraita ika v'narda chad mikaryad ve'yona v'chad mikaryad ve'urvate. Says there are two types of people in Naharda. One are like the doves, and one are like the ravens. Dove is kosher, raven is not. So he says v'simanach tameh tameh tahor tahor. The one that's tameh is like the tamehs. The one that's tahor is like the tahors. Meaning he's going to reveal to you that you're all like the tamehs. Shadiwa lahu. We're on Ayin Amud Bet. Shadiwa lahu rigma Miyadaihu, Vikama Tamim and Ahar Malka. They threw all their stones, they wanted to stone Rav Yehuda, they threw it into the water, and it caused a blockage in the water. Machriz Rav Yehuda Bhumadita, Rav Yehuda screamed out, Ada Vyonatan Avdei. He says, these two were slaves. Yehuda Bar Papa Mamzera, he's a seasoned Mamzer. Bati Bar Tovia, Beramut Rucha, he has Ga'ava. Lo Shakil Gita, the Chiruta. He would not take a get of freedom from slavery. Machriz Rava Machoza, Balai Danai Talai Malai Gzagai Kulam Li Pasul Yipsul. All these people are Pasul. These are different places. Amar of Yehuda, Govai, give Onai. These are give Onai. Nununita, Darai Netinai. Those are the Netinim. Amar of Yosef, Hai Be Kube, the Fumedita. Kulam de Avdei. These village in Fumedita, they're all slaves. So how many people? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Arba Meot Avadim, 400 slaves. Amri La, some say 4,000. Arba Dalafim Avadim. Hayulo Lo Pashchor, I'm sorry, there are 400 or 4,000 that were to Hayulo the Pashchor Ben Imer, to the man named Pashchor, Bekulam Nitme'um Bekeuna, and all of them got mixed with the Kohanim. They were eating Truma, they pretended like they were Kohanim. Bekol Kohen Sheyesh Bo Azut Panim, Eino Ela Mehem. Any Kohen who is too brazen, is very brazen, it's from them. Amar Abaye Kulhu Yatvan Beshurad Varanda, and all of them are sitting in this row in Arda. Upliga Rabbi Elazar, and they disagree with Rabbi Elazar. He's disagreeing with Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Imraita Kohen Baazud Metzach Al Ta'er Acharav. You see a Kohen who is very mighty, very, a little bit gaivadik. Says, don't start to think bad things about him. Shneimar Ba'Mechanikem and Rivei Kohen. Don't think about that. Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Rav Ada Amar Rav. Kol Anusei Isha Sheina Ogenen Lo Hakadosh Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mashcheh Shchinato Meid Al Kol Shvatim Ve'Ein Meid Alav. Anybody who marries a woman that's not fit for him, Hashem, when he brings a Shechina, he testifies on all the tribes that they're from Israel, but not you. He doesn't testify on you. Shneimar Shivteya Edut LiYisrael. Imatai Havei Edut LiYisrael. When does he testify that you're Israel? Bizman Shashvatim Shivteya. When it's Shvatim of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Kshakadosh Baruch Hu Masher Shechinato, Ein Masher Ela Mishpachot Miyuchasot B'Yisrael. When he puts his Shechina on Israel, it's only the people who are on the proper genealogical classes that they have proper lineage. Excuse me. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ba'et Ahi Ne'um Adonai Ehyel Elohim Lechom Mishpachot Israel. It says, I should be for God for all of the families of Israel. Lechol Israel Lo Ne'emar Elohim Mishpachot. Vehemi Yuli Le'am says, I should be for their families, not for just Israel. I mean, it has to be lineage. Amar Abba Baravuna, Zoma Allah Yetera Yeshmo Ben Israel Le'gerim. This is what's great about Am Israel, even more than the converts. De'ilu B'Yisrael K'tiv Ve'hu Va'iti Le'em Le'lohim Vehemi Yuli Le'am. It says by the Jews, I will be a God for them, and they will be a nation for me. De'ilu B'Gerim. By the converts, it says, K'tiv, Mi uze arav et libo lagesh et lai, wants to come to me. Neum Adonai vayitem li la'am, you'll be a nation for me. Va'anuchi lechem la'adamim. And only then it says, I will be a God for you. So it says it later that he'll be a God for them. Amar bichelbo, kashim gerim li'israel kesapachat. Converts are hard for Am Yisrael, like a sapachat, like a sarah. Neymar, v'nidva hager alahem, and yispechu al beit Yaakov, they cleave to Yaakov. Beit Yaakov, k'tivacha v'nispechu. It says in the pasuk, "V'nispechu uktivatam laset v'lasapachad." It says over there, "sapachad." So they learn out that a ger is like a spot of tzaraat for Am Yisrael. Rashi says, "Sheinam zehirim b'mitzvot." They're not so careful in their mitzvot. So he says, "Amar bichama v'ruchanina." Kshakadosh Baruch Hu mitaher shvatim. When Hashem is purifying the tribes in the time of Mashiach by separating them by their genealogical, classes. Shivto shel Levi mitaher tchila. He first does the Leviim. Shneimar ve'yashav mitzaref mitaher kesev v'tihar v'tihar v'menei Levi v'zikak otam kezav v'kakesev v'ayu la'alunayim magishem yincha v'tztaka. So first he does the Leviim, and they will be as people are bringing offerings to Hashem in righteousness. Amar Bishua ben Levi, flip the Amud, we're on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Bishua ben Levi, kesef mitaher mamzerim. Money, silver can purify, wealth can purify mamzerim. Shneimar ve'yashav mitzaref mitaher kesef. So you see, with money, a person can purify. He can, can gain acceptance as a legitimate part of Am Yisrael with money. My magishem minchat tzedaka. What does this line mean? Amar b'Yisrael tzedaka. Asag adosh baruch hu Yisrael. Hashem did a righteous act with Am Yisrael, that if a part of Am Yisrael, who was a family, they were mixed up with the Kohanim, even if they aren't the proper lineage or genealogical class, he leaves it be. He doesn't step on their toes afterwards, and he'll leave it be, even in time of Mashiach. Gufa, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Aretzot Isa L'Eretz Yisrael, V'Eretz Yisrael Isa L'Bavel. All of the lands are a do to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is a do to Bavel. Bavel is the highest of the genealogical class. So, Bimei Rabbi, Bikshu La'asot Bavel Isa L'Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to make Bavel Isa to Eretz Yisrael, meaning making Eretz Yisrael the higher one in genealogical classes. Amar Lahem, Kotzim Atem Misimim Li Bein Einai. You're placing thorns in my eyes, between my eyes. Ritzonechem, if this is really your will, Itapeli Machem Rabbi Chanina Bechama, I'll have Rabbi Chanina deal with you. Nitpali Mahem Rabbi Chanina Bechama, Amar Lahem, Kach Mekublanim Rabbi Shmael Bar Yossi, Shamar Shum Aviv, this is what we heard from Rabbi Shmael. Kol Aretzot Isal Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Isal Bavel, that all the lands are a do to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is a do to Bavel. Bavel is the highest level of genealogical class. Memei Rabbi Pinchas, Bikshu La'asot Bavel Isal Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to make Bavel Isa for Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lahem, Lavadav, he said to his servants, Kashani Omer Shnei Dvarim Veda Midrash, Taluni Bar Isa Verutsu. He says, when I say two things, Veda Midrash, put me on this bed and start running. He says, don't stop. And when he got into the Beit Midrash, Amar Lahem, he said, "Ein shchita laof min haTorah." He says, "There's no requirement of a shchita for birds from the Torah, which is not true lahalacha. It's a machloket, but we hold that it is from the Torah." And then Adiyatve becoming Ayneba, before they had a chance to dive in, Amar Lahu kol aratzot isal laEretz Yisrael veEretz Yisrael isal laBavel. All the lands are isat Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is isat laBavel. Bavel is the highest level of of genealogical class, and he says Netalu Barisa veRatzu. He placed them on the bed, and they started running. And Ratzu kol acharav velo yigiu. All of the people, the students, tried to run after him, and they didn't catch up. Yashu batku achigiu la sakana. They got to a place of danger, situation of danger. Upirshu, and then they went back. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hechalab yadenu hi. Aval ma aese sharei gdolei ador nitmeuba. Says we have the hechal, we have the sanctuary, but what should we do? Because Gdolei Ador got mixed up with the getting mixed up with them. So he says Savar la Kavisa, Kosa Kavisa, Damar Bitsa, Mishpacha Shenitma'a Nitma'a. A family gets mixed up with the Kohanim. Let's say they get mixed up, and Hashem leaves them be because they got mixed in. Amar Bayit, meaning is talking about not a genealogical proper class getting mixed up with the Kohanim, for example. Amar Bayit, Af Ananami Tanina. We even learn the Mishnah. Mishpachat Beit HaTzarifa Haita Be'ever Yarden. His family was in Ever Yarden. Virchika Ben Sion Bezeroa. That they were a good family genealogically, and he pushed them away, Ben Sion. And this Ben Sion, I guess, was a very strong man. Od Acheret Haita, there was another family, Kirva Ben Sion Bezeroa, and he pulled them very close, and they weren't good genealogical class. Begon Elu Eliyahu Balitameh Letaher Lerachek Lekarev. He says, these are the people that Eliyahu Navi will come and will separate between Tameh and Tahor, between bring them close and distance. Kegon elu diadin aval mishpacha shenitma nitma. That's only families that you know. But if you don't know, those that got mixed in with the proper genealogical class, you leave them be. Tana od acheret haita. There was another one. Velo ratzu chachamim legalota. They didn't want, the chachamim didn't want to reveal it. Aval chachamim moshrim oto libnehem letalmidehem. But the talmidei chachamim tell their children and their students pa'am achat b'shavua, once every 7 years. They would reveal who these were of the improper genealogical class to their students and their children once every 7 years. Some say twice every 7 years. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mistabra Kamanda Amar Pam Achad B'Shavua. Makes sense according to the one who says one time every 7 years. Kedetani, the writer says, Reini Nazir, Im Lo Yigaleh Mishpechot, Ye Nazir, Lo Yigaleh Mishpechot, says, I will be a Nazir if I don't reveal to you the families of improper genealogical class. So it says, you should be a Nazir and don't reveal it. Amar Abba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why you shouldn't reveal it. It should be something concealed. Shem ben Arba Otiyot Chachamim Moshe Natan Talmidein Pam Echad B'Shavua. The name of Hashem with four letters they would reveal to their students once every 7 years. V'Amri La Pa'amai B'Shavua. Some say twice every 7 years. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mistabra. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mistabra Kemanda Amar Pam Echad B'Shavua. Makes sense according to the one who says once every 7 years. Dichtiv Ze Shemi LeOlam LeAlam Ktiv. It says, this is my name forever. It says it without a vav, to teach you that you should conceal his name from everyone. Rava Savar, the Midrashay Pirkan, he wanted to make a Drasha, Amar Le Ausaba, Le Alam Ktiv. So this elderly man said, hey, it says Le Alam without the Vav, it means we're supposed to conceal Hashem's name. Rabbi Avina Rami contrasted Ktiv Ze Shemi, Ktiv Ze Zichri. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. He says, I'm not written the same way that I'm read. Nichtav Ani Beyud Hei, Vinikra Be'alef Dalet. I'm written with a Yud K, and I'm read with the Aleph Dalet. Tan Rabbanan Barishona Shem Ben Shtemeser Otiyot Hayu Masrinot LeKol Adam. At first, they would tell the name of Hashem with 12 letters to everyone. Misherabu Apritzim Hayu Masrinot LeTznuim Shubekuna. And then afterwards, when the people were Parutz, they only told them to the people who were Tznua amongst the Kohanim. And the Kohanim would tell their brothers, whispering to their brothers, telling them the name. Tanya, Amar Vitarfon, Pamachat Aliti, Achi Imi. I went after my uncle once, Ladukhan, for the Dukhan, Vehiteti Ozni Etzel Kohen Gadol. I was eavesdropping on the Kohen Gadol. Veshamati Shehivliya Sham Shem Beneimat Echav, Kohanim. I heard that he was whispering to all of his brothers, the Kohanim, the name of Hashem. Amar Vida Amarav. Shem ben Arba'im Ushtaim Otiyot En Moshinato El Mishit Sanua says the name of 42 letters of Hashem. We only tell someone who's modest, Ba'anav, is down to earth, humble, Ve'omed V'chazi Amav, he's standing at half his age. I guess it's referring to in Sanhedrin. It says the age is 70, so half his age is 35. Ve'eno Ko'es, he doesn't get angry. Ve'eno Mishtaker, doesn't get drunk. Ve'eno Ma'amid Al Midotav, he's always working, you know, giving up on his Midot, being a Vatran, not holding up on his bad traits. Anyone who knows the name and, you know, keeps it and is careful with it, he is loved upstairs and downstairs. And everyone has the fear of Am Yisrael is, you know, his fear is on everyone. Everyone, you know, has a special level of awe for him. He gets two worlds, Olam Hazeh v'Olam Haba. Amar Shmuel, Mishmei Desaba. Bavel v'chizkat kesherahem omedet. Bavel is standing in a chazakah that it's kosher. Ad shi vadalecha b'men nifsela, until you know why, what it becomes pasul with. Shar aratzot, all other lands, v'chizkat pasul hen omdot, they're standing as pasul. Ad shi vadalecha b'man nifshera, until you find out what makes it kosher. And Eretz Yisrael, muvzak lepsul, pasul, muvzak lekasher, kasher, if it has a chazakah for pasul, it's pasul. If not, if it's kosher, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, haguf kasher. Hold on. That itself is kashya. It's difficult. Why? Amar muvzak le pasul, pasul. You said that if it's chazaka for pasul, then it's pasul. Hastame, so in general, if it doesn't have a chazaka, kasher. Vaadatane, and then you said, no, muvzak le kasher, kasher. If it's chazaka for kasher, then the land is kosher, the people are kosher. Ah, stama, in general then, it's pasul. So which one is it? In general, is it kosher, or is it in general, is it pasul? Amar avuna, bar tachlif, mishmei derav, la kasher. It's not difficult. The explanation of the difference would be kan hasio isha, kan hotzi isha miyado. The difference would be if you're trying to marry off a woman from there, or divorce or remove a woman from there. If you're trying to marry off a woman, then yeah, you need to do a checking to make sure they have proper genealogical class. But if you're trying to remove a woman, you already checked, you married her, and the mistama would be that she was probably kosher to begin with. Right? Or is, you know, yeah. So Amar Rav Yosef. So you're trying to remove a woman, let's say, a married woman from her husband. Amar Rav Yosef, Kol shesichato b'Bavel masein lo isha. Anyone who is a language of Babylonian language, he spoke Bavel language, we marry him off with a woman. Va'idna deika ramaya chashina. Nowadays there are people who lie and they, you know, they teach Babylonian so that people will learn it. So we worry for those type of people. Zeiri havaka mishtamit mined Rabbi Yochanan. Zeiri was avoiding Rabbi Yochanan. The hava amar lein nasiv berati. He was trying to get him to marry his daughter. Imagine someone coming to you, trying to get you to marry their daughter, and he didn't want to marry his daughter, so he was constantly running away. So he says yom achad havuk azeh beorcha. They were walking on the way one time. Matu leorkema de maya. They got to a body of water. Arkevel Rabbi Yochanan katfe ve'kavavarle. So he put him on his shoulders. He put Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders, and he was walking over the water. Amar le oriatan keshera bin natin lo kesheran. He says the Torah that I have is kosher. You're carrying me on your shoulders, but my daughter is not kosher. So he says, my datich, what's your reasoning? Why is she not kosher for you? He says, ilayim amiditnan, maybe because of the Mishnah. Asari yuchasin alumi bavel. Kahane Levi'e, you said the 10 lineage genealogical classes came from Bavel. He says, atu kahane Levi'e, kulu seliku. So he thought that maybe you think that all Kohanim Levim Yisraelim all went up to Eretz Yisrael. He says no. Ki echid yishtayor mehane, yishtur nami mehane. Says just like some of Kohanim Levim Yisraelim were still left in Bavel, they were still left of the yishtur nami mehane. So too, they were left of the bad genealogical classes. Meaning, don't think that right, Rashi says she'ata machzik Bavel biyochasim. Don't think that Bavel is the highest level of genealogical class, so special, because there are also people there who are not in the proper genealogical class. So Ishtemitete ha da Amar, he didn't hold the following. The Amar Bilazar, lo ala Ezra mi Bavel al shasake sol nakiya ve'ala. He said that he didn't hold of this opinion. He was kind of like, I guess, avoiding it in some sense, but he escaped from Rabbi Lazar. I guess maybe it means that he forgot it, or it left him, that he forgot this opinion in the Gemara, that Rabbi Elazar holds that Ezra only left Bavel when he made Bavel like fine flour, meaning that there was no proper with the no improper genealogical classes then, and only then did he go up. And so that's why he wanted to marry a woman from Bavel versus, let's say, for example, from Eretz Yisrael, where where he thought that Bavel had the strongest genealogical class. He thought maybe Rabbi Yochanan was telling that it wasn't so strong. It really was, because Ezra only left Bavel whenever the genealogical classes were all very properly organized and divided out. Okay, we'll stop there for today. I'll do a 1-minute recap.